Cabin Pressure by John Finnemore, starring Stephanie Cole as Carolyn, Roger Allam as Douglas, Benedict Cumberbatch as Martin, and John Finnemore as Arthur. This week, Wokingham.
Fuel balanced.
Beautifully done.
Thank you.
What's wrong with the flight deck service bell?
Nothing, is there?
Well, it keeps ringing.
Yes, we rang it.
Then cease from ringing it.
But we always ring it when we want Arthur to bring...
Yes, but Arthur is not here, and when Arthur is not here, the flight deck service bell becomes an object of purely decorative interest.
But what if
No, let me spell this out for you in words of one syllable.
Oh, good. Off you go.
You do not so much as touch the service bell unless...
Oh, service.
Shame. Still, good effort.
I was not playing.
I bet I can go on for a more long time.
All right, you're on. What's the bet?
I don't know, maybe...
Whatever it was, you just lost it. Okay, my turn.
Your turn at what?
Nice try, my friend. Ah! But you will not catch me out, so there. Good day, MJN Air. How can we help you?
Hi, Douglas. It's me. Is Mum there?
Yes, I'm here. What have you done now?
Nothing. Nothing. It's just, I've got a sort of hypocritical question.
Mm. Have you indeed?
Yeah. Suppose something had happened.
What have you done?
I haven't done anything. It's not my fault. And also... maybe nothing's happened. But if something had happened, and if there was nothing that one of you it's about can do until they get back, should I tell you now, or should I wait until you land?
Is the person me?
I'm not saying anything has happened. I'm just saying if it did...
Yes, dear, you've been tremendously cunning. Now, just tell us.
Okay, good. Skip, your mum just called.
Yes.
Right. And basically, the main thing she wants to say is that she has not had a heart attack.
She's had a heart attack?
No, I mean, oh, you really couldn't have got that more wrong, Skip. A heart attack is what she has not had.
What do you mean? What has she had?
Not a heart attack. She was very clear about that.
Where is she?
Okay. When I tell you where she is, Skip, you've got to not worry too much, because in fact...
She's in a hospital?
How did you know?
Tell her I'll be there in 3 hours. Mum? Are you okay?
Oh, Martin, sweetheart, you didn't need to come. I'm completely fine. It's all a fuss about nothing. Oh, no, look, you're in your uniform. You didn't come straight from work.
Well, of course I did.
Oh, you shouldn't have. You didn't leave it in the middle, did you?
Well, no. I landed the plane.
Oh, good.
But, Mum, what happened?
Oh, nothing, really.
But you just fancied to go in an ambulance.
I told them I didn't need an ambulance. This was all a silly fuss. I was just stacking the chairs up after the RNLI thing. We did ever so well, you know, Martin. We got £40
more. That's lovely, Mum, but just for now, stick to the part about you ending up in hospital.
Well, when I finished, I was just a bit out of breath, that's all. And all it was I had a bit of that funny throbbing thing I get, you know.
What in your chest? Chest pains?
Well, not chest pains, you know, not, ooh, chest pains. Honestly, Martin, all I needed was a quick sit-down and it would have gone away. But nothing would please that fusspot Sandra. But if you send for the ambulance, honestly, an ambulance for me, can you imagine?
Yes, yes, I can.
But what if someone had really needed it?
Mum, are you okay?
Oh, Catelyn, not you as well. You shouldn't have come.
Well, of course I should. Hi, Martin.
Hi, Cat.
Oh, look, you're in your uniform. Have you come from work, too?
Of course I have.
But you finished your shift, didn't you?
No, I told them my mum was in hospital.
Oh,
and I
no. Well, at least Martin finished his shift.
Well, Mum, I didn't really have a choice.
Go on, Catelyn, go back and finish your shift. I'll be fine.
They can get along without me, Mum.
They can't.
Mum, they really can.
What does that mean, Martin?
I was agreeing with you.
Agreeing with me that my job doesn't matter?
No, I just meant Wokingham can probably struggle by for a bit with one less traffic warden.
Fewer. And I suppose you're indispensable, are you?
No, I'm not saying that.
Everything all right over here, Wendy?
Oh, yes, thank you, Dr. White. I'm sorry, the children were squabbling.
We weren't squabbling!
We're not children!
Yes, pleased to meet you. Sorry to take you away from your party.
What party?
These actually are our jobs.
Oh, I see. Oh. Now, Wendy, the good news is your ECG and your blood tests look pretty cheerful, and we don't think you've had a heart attack.
You see, I told you so.
It's looking more like a spot of angina, but to be sure, I think we'll keep you in for a few days.
Oh, no.
No more than a week and do a few investigations.
Oh, but really, no, I'm fine, honestly. Can't I just go home?
Well, you could come in as an outpatient. Is there someone at home to look after you?
Oh, I can look after myself.
Don't be silly. We can do it between us, can't we, Martin?
Yes, probably. And, of course, there's Simon, too.
Oh, now, you're not to bother Simon.
It's not bothering him. We all...
No, I really won't have you disturbing Simon. His job's so important.
My job's important?
Yes, and my job's actually important.
But what do you mean, actually?
I mean, both of our jobs are important, like Simon's.
But Simon works for the government.
He works for the council.
Well, exactly.
Hello, drivers. Oh, driver. How long now?
About 3 hours.
Right. Oh, gosh, it's boring up here when it's just you, isn't it?
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Well, don't you have some sort of game going?
I don't think so. Only the words of one syllable one.
Oh, yes, you were terrible at that.
I was not.
You were. You said accident.
Oh, come on, that wasn't part of the game.
Nevertheless.
Well, you couldn't even manage a full sentence.
I wasn't playing.
Well, then. Do you think you could do more well now?
I think I could do far, far more well.
Right. Well, then. Let us both play at the same time, and the first one to use a word of more than one... sound will lose.
You are on, and you will lose.
As I say, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Ah!
Yes?
Mum, do you want tea?
Oh, I'll make it.
No, don't get up. I can
do that. Go and sit down.
No, really, Mum, that's not how the looking after thing works.
But I'm fine, really.
I know, you could run a marathon. Would you like some tea?
Oh, well, only if you're making some.
I am making some. We've definitely established that.
All right, then.
Good. Milk, one sugar still?
Oh, just however it comes.
It comes however you... Fine.
Oh, give me the chipped mug.
Well, I could do that, or we could both have mugs without chips.
But I don't mind the chipped mug.
I know you don't mind it, but fine. Here you are, already being made tea, however it comes, in a chipped mug. Just the way you like it.
Thanks, dear, you're very good to... Oh, Martin, you're having coffee.
I know.
I'd have had coffee.
Mum, two things. You don't like coffee, and... You're not allowed to have coffee.
It would have been fine.
Yes, absolutely fine, except you wouldn't have enjoyed it and it might have given you a heart attack.
I'm sorry.
No, Mum, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to snap at you. I'm sorry.
No, it was my fault. I'm sorry. I just don't want to be any trouble, that's all.
I know. That's the beautiful irony.
Morning, Carolyn.
Good morning, Bright Eyes. Are you all right?
Fine.
Where's Douglas?
He's just...
Good morning, Martin.
Well, he's here now.
Oh, and good day to you.
Good day to you, too.
What's going on?
That damn game where speech must be kept down to words of one sound.
You're not still playing that.
2 days now. It turns out we're both quite good. Well, I can't brief like this.
Fine. Brief him. I'll go and do the man looks at plane bit.
Oh, thank heavens. So, Martin, here's... Martin? Martin!
Ah, yes. Hello, I'm awake.
Martin, are you fit to fly?
Yes, just 6 hours with Mum not being any trouble, then another... 6 being a man with a van, and now I'm going to fly a plane somewhere.
No, you're not. You're going home to bed. Douglas and I can do this one. Look, you need to talk to your family.
Oh, I can't. They think whenever I'm not on a trip, I'm available to look after Mum. They don't know about Icarus removals.
Well, tell them.
I can't tell them. They're little enough impressed by me being a pilot. How can I tell them that I actually make a living out of Dad's old van?
I don't know, but you need to find a way. However, for now there is another solution.
Yes?
Your mother, from the sounds of it, represents the immovable force of someone who needs helping but does not want to be helped.
Yes.
Well, we have at our disposal, do we not, the irresistible force of someone who loves helping and doesn't really notice whether people want him or not.
Hello?
Hello? Are you Mrs. Skip?
No, I'm sorry, you've got the wrong...
Oh, sorry, I mean Mrs. Creef. Hello, I'm Arthur. Skip said you'd be expecting me.
No, I told him I don't want to bother a stranger. I'm really perfectly fine, honestly.
Great, can I come in?
Oh, well, of course, if I can get you a cup of tea or anything, which you...
Oh, brilliant, can I make it?
No, you sit down, I'll make it.
Yeah, but can I, though? It's just, I'm really good at teas and coffees. It's probably my best thing. That or crazy golf.
Well, I suppose.
Great! It's going through here, is it? Oh, and I've brought Boggle, Guess Who, Connect Four, and Kaplunk.
Are they rappers?
No, they're games.
Oh, you really mustn't feel you have to waste your time entertaining.
No, I love playing games, and I can never get anyone to play with me.
Oh, well, I don't think I'd be very good.
Well, it'd be brilliant if you weren't, because I am awful. And also, I brought two jigsaws, a book of word searches, and some cables from my drawer.
Some cables? Where did you bring those?
Well, they sort of came out along with everything else, and I thought we could have fun trying to untangle them.
Well, since my son is not on the plane, I may as well make the hot drinks. Would you like one?
That would be most kind, thanks.
Tea?
No, could I have... The one that is not tea.
The one that is not tea. Which one is that?
You know what it is.
Beer. Oh, dear Doug, no, you can't have beer.
No, not beer.
Wine. No, no wine for you, my friend.
I do not want wine. I want the hot drink made from a bean. Which comes in types such as... Gold blend.
I think I know which one you mean, but I will need you to ask for it by name, just to be sure.
Fine, I will have tea.
Is that a bit of your beard, Wendy?
I don't think so. I think it's your tail.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hello, Mum?
Oh, Martin, hello, we're in here.
Oh, gosh, you've been busy.
Hi, Skip. It turns out Wendy and I are amazing at jigsaws. Aren't we, Wendy?
Well, you're very good.
You're very good. We've already done the two I brought, so now we've mixed up the pieces and we're doing them both together.
What, to make one big...
Well, that's what I hope too, but no, it looks like they're coming out the same. Do you want to help?
Oh, no, you don't have to.
No, I'd like to.
Great. Any edges, give them to me. I am basically the edges guy.
Where have you parked your car?
Just around the corner.
Oh, don't do that. Bring it onto the drive. It'll be safer.
Safer than the mean streets of Wokingham.
Yes.
It'll be fine.
Well, you know best.
Actually, Mum, I didn't bring my car.
Didn't you, love?
No, I came in the van. Dad's old van.
Oh, really? You've still got that running, have you? Oh,
yeah, it's brilliant. Once, we nearly went to Devon.
Yes. Actually, Mum, as it happens, I, use it for work a bit, between trips. You know, deliveries or removals, man with a van stuff. I'm a man with a van.
Oh, Martin, that's wonderful.
Is it?
Of course. What, like your own business?
Well, I suppose so.
Oh, your dad would be ever so pleased.
Would he?
Oh, yes. He always said you should have the van. Between you and me, Simon always wanted it. But your dad said no, he'll lose interest in a month, and he won't change the oil or get it MOT'd. Martin should have it. And now you're running your own business with it. He'd be ever so proud.
Yes. And, of course, also, I'm an airline pilot.
Oh, yes, yes, he'd like that, too.
Well, then, are you all set to go home?
Yes, I am. And you? Are all the folk in their seats?
Yes, they are all... Oh, I'm sick of this game.
Me too.
We're both just too good at it. Shall we call it a draw?
I think we should, yes.
And yet I note you have still not said a word with more than one sound in it.
And nor have you.
No.
So, it seems it is a sort of mate which has gone stale.
Yes. Or does it?
Hey!
Good day, folks. We'll all be on our way in just a tick. But first, a few words from the guy at the front in the hat.
Oh. Thanks. Well, hi, guys. I am most glad to have you all with me on the plane for this short trip from here to the UK. My name is Doug Smith, and I am the one who will fly you this day. We will take 1 hour for our trip, and we fly at a height of quite high up. But now, let me pass you back to the one who spoke just now, who will take you through all the ways we keep you safe on board.
Thank you. Tell you what, just read the card on the back of the seat in front.
Oh. Another edge bit, Arthur?
Thank you, Skip.
Hello, hello, hello. Anyone home?
Oh, it's Simon. Simon, we're in here.
Mummo!
Oh, you shouldn't have come.
Shouldn't have come to see my poor old ma when she's been wounded in the field. Try keeping me away, that's all.
We haven't really needed to try for 5 days, have we?
Martin, come here, chap.
Oh, no, don't.
Big hug.
It's very nice to see you too, Simon.
No, no, none of that. Big hug.
Ah, oh, lovely.
Not lovely.
Oh, it's good to see you.
Eh? Don't lift me up.
And up he goes.
Put me down.
He's flying.
Put me down. Put me down.
Oh, it's lovely to see you two having fun.
Now then, Mummo, why didn't you tell me you were poorly?
Well, I told you.
Oh, I know how busy you are.
Not too busy for you. Can't have you languishing here with no one to look after you, can we?
Not no one.
No, Martin's been very good.
Is that so? Well, good on you, chap, eh?
Thank you, Simon. No, 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 wait, I...
Now then, Mummo, first thing tomorrow, I'm getting my doctor to take a look at you.
Oh, there's no need.
Your doctor? What doctor do you have?
Good old Doc Smiley, of course.
What, Nathan Smiley from school?
That's right. Remember him, do you?
Of course I remember him. He threw my briefcase on the science block. And he's a podiatrist.
And a bloody good one.
You don't know anything about angina.
Martin, perhaps we should let Simon do what he thinks best.
Well, probably the best plan, chap. Yeah, but well done for sticking to your guns. Shows a good spirit, eh? Keep it up.
Thank you, Simon. No!
Can't you just stand up to him?
I try, but he just sort of steamrollers over me with his voice and his moustache.
With his moustache?
Really hard to argue with someone with a moustache that bushy.
I reckon I could have a crack at it.
I'm sure you could, you or Carolyn, but I'm afraid I'm not you or Carolyn, I'm me.
True, but you know me and Carolyn.
So?
Well, we're driving to Stansted on Sunday, aren't we? Perhaps we ought to call in on the way and wish your mother well. The whole crew, in our uniforms.
Oh, yes, fantastic!
Hi, Wendy, it's me.
Hello, Arthur.
And this is Mum.
Hello.
Mum, this is Martin's mum. Martin's mum, this is my mum. That's quite fun to say. And this is Martin, who you already know.
Yeah. Oh, Martin, look at you in your uniform. Aren't you smart? Look at your hat.
It's quite a sight, isn't it? Carolyn.
Catelyn, let me take your coat.
Oh, thank you.
And your hat, Martin?
No, it's all right.
Why, aren't you stopping?
Yes, but I... Isn't Simon here yet?
Yes, he's just through there. Why won't you take your hat off?
Simon!
Hello, chap. Aren't you coming through?
Yes, unless you want to come out here and...
Well, no point if you're coming through, is there now?
No, fine. Go on then. Take the hat.
Oh, thank you.
All right. What's the big hold-up out here then?
Oh, Simon! Give it back!
My
hat! Give me back my hat!
Party!
Simon, hello. Sorry to be dressed like this. We're on our way to work. That's my hat Catelyn's got.
Good Lord. Is it? Anyway. Hug?
No. I'll crease my uniform. My captain's uniform.
Oh, I don't think so. Looks pretty polyester-tastic to me. Carry on!
Don't lift me, please. Don't lift
and
me.
And up we go.
Have I got the right house?
Let me go. Let me go.
He's flying.
Yes, I think I have.
Oh, come on in. The boys are just playing.
So I see.
Oh, there you go.
Right. So, this is Wendy, Catelyn and Simon, and this is Douglas, my first officer.
Lovely to meet you.
First officer? Is that like the captain's captain?
Not quite, in fact.
I'm the captain. You know I'm the captain.
Well, yes, but you're not his captain, surely.
Yes, I am. Aren't I, Douglas? Tell them.
Oh, yes, do.
Oh, yes. He is. He is my. That is who he is. Oh, yes. He is most, most good.
Great. Thanks, Douglas. Terrific.
Well, shall we go on through? After you, Mrs. Napshappy.
Oh, please, call me...
Yes?
Ka.
Ka?
Yes, Ka. Short for...
Yes?
Fun, short fun.
Oh, no. You're not still.
What? All is well.
Okay, can I see you both in the kitchen, please? You're still playing the game!
What? No, of course not.
You are!
What game?
Say sausages. Either of you.
I think not.
Ah! You said you'd help me. That was the whole point. For once, I was going to look good in front of my brother, and now you're too busy playing your stupid game.
Well, we can do both.
No, you can't. You sound like a couple of broken speaking spells.
That is a touch harsh.
Stop it! Okay, look, I'm declaring an amnesty. While you're in this house, the game's on hold, okay?
Suits me.
And me.
Good, thank you.
Right then, shall we go back in?
Yes, let's.
Wait a minute. Say sausages.
You first.
No, you.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, all together, after three. One, two, three. Ah! Seriously, one... two, three, sausages! Thank you.
Oh, that's a relief. Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Excellent. Shall we recombine with the familial gathering in the vestibule?
Sure.
Is everything okay? You mustn't stay if you need to go.
No, it's all fine.
What were you arguing about?
Nothing. Just discussing a procedural aviation matter.
Right, because it sounded like you were all shouting sausages.
A small contretemps concerning the catering arrangements, but Martin sorted it all out.
As usual.
What was the problem?
The problem was what we should serve on our next flight, and the solution was sausages.
Yeah, not sure, Martin. Take another pass at that if I were you. You're forgetting the kosher chaps.
No, I'm not. I meant beef sausages.
But if you get any Hindus, then they won't like that. No, I think your best bet is...
No, there aren't any Hindus. It's all fine.
I'm sure it is, love. But why don't you listen to Simon's idea?
Douglas!
So, Simon. I didn't introduce myself properly before. I'm Douglas. I'm Martin's first officer. His junior. His second in command.
Well, pleased to meet you. I must say, you look more my idea of a pilot than old Martin here.
Really? You look exactly my idea of a council administrator.
Senior administrator?
Oh, really? Senior? Gosh.
The sights you must have seen.
Yes, well, I could tell you a few stories.
Please do.
Well, you know, it wasn't talk shop, you know.
Oh, but it would be such a treat for us. We've been dying to hear more ever since Martin told us all about you the other day as we flew over Monte Carlo.
Was it Monte Carlo, Caroline? I think it might have been Uganda.
Oh, yes, of course, when we took those nice cameramen to film mountain gorillas.
Sorry, the trips rather blur into one after a bit.
Well, except for the ones like St. Petersburg, where we had a bird strike on takeoff and Martin landed us on one engine.
Martin, did you?
Oh, he was brilliant.
Well, you know, just part of the job.
Well, it's my job too, but I went to pieces.
Started crying.
I'm not ashamed to admit it.
Like a schoolgirl.
That'll do. But Martin here slapped me across the face, told me not to be a damn fool, and landed the plane single-handed, fighting the crosswind all the way down to the icy runway and saving all our lives.
Martin!
That's amazing!
But I'm sorry, we're getting sidetracked. You were going to tell us your story, Simon.
Yeah, yes, well, I would, but yeah, you know, best not. Official Secrets Act, you know.
Of course.
Say no more.
Very nice to meet you, Wendy. Sorry we can't stay longer.
Oh, no, thank you for stopping. It was lovely to see you all.
Bye, Wendy.
Bye, Arthur. Goodbye, Martin, love.
Bye, Mum. See you Wednesday.
Yes. And I'm ever so glad you told me about Icarus.
Thanks, Mum. I'm glad you... Icarus?
Isn't that what it's called? Icarus removals?
Yes, but I didn't tell you that.
Didn't you? I think you did.
No.
Oh. Well...
You knew already?
Well, honestly, Martin, I might not be a techno, but I know enough to type my own son's name into Google every so often.
What about the others? Do they know?
I don't know. They might do. I think they probably do, actually. Yes, they do.
They've never said anything.
Of course not. You clearly didn't want to talk about it, so they didn't. They're ever so fond of you, Martin, especially Simon. So don't do anything like that to him again, will you? Once is enough.
Do what? What do you mean?
So nice to meet your friends. Bye, love. Love you.
Love you too.
All okay?
Yes, I think so. You don't think we were too mean to Simon, do you?
Good Lord, no.
I don't think so. Why do you feel bad?
Maybe a bit bad, but also, sort of, mainly...
Amazing!
I'm sorry, I know it's petty, but it was amazing! Thank you so much.
Oh, not at all. I know what it's like. Well, you've met Ruth. She still makes me feel like a 5-year-old.
You know, I think I could handle him if it weren't for that moustache.
I do think you set too much store by moustaches.
Aha! Moustaches.
What?
3 syllables. I win.
But we're not playing. We're on a truce.
No, no, we're not. While we're in this house, that was the truce.
But you've used lots of long words since we left.
Have I? What? When I told you how Ruth can make me feel 5 years old? No, that was a trap. Straight into which you blundered, First Officer Heffalump.
Okay, my turn now. I didn't get a proper go on the plane.
Well, hang on. I haven't had a go at all.
You want to go, Arthur?
Of course I do.
All right, then. Your time starts now.
Brilliant.
Short but sweet.
That was Cabin Pressure by John Finnemore. It starred Stephanie Cole as Caroline, Roger Allam as Douglas, Benedict Cumberbatch as Martin, and John Finnemore as Arthur. It also starred Prunella Scales as Wendy, Rosie Caballero as Catelyn, Justin Edwards as Simon, and Dan Tetzel as Dr. White. The producer was David Tyler, and the programme was a positive production for the BBC.